we like to really award a journalist who have been really able to cover this topic in an innovative manner and make sure that journalists will receive with the Guardian capacity building, will also be able to be exposed to the UN work on FGM here in New York, but also elsewhere. And this is basically what we are talking about and what we are expecting from this global campaign.
You said earlier that it's also a way to give a platform to those who have abandoned FGM, and hopefully that would trigger change. Could you elaborate?
This is why the media are so instrumental and so helpful in that process, because basically they are helping to spread out the information when there is this moment and those public declaration of abandonment, by spreading and giving the space to those communities who are changing their mind, who are deciding that this practice is not anymore one of our practice and we want to move to a better well-being and rights of our women and our girls, then that information being spread around is going to affect also other communities to consider this practice. And we do hope, you know, be able to join somewhere the movement until we have a snowball type of movement.
You also tweeted that the integral role of communities in the abandonment of FGM should be recognized, as well as community-based initiatives. Can you give us one example of an initiative that you commend or you'd like to show as an example of how communities are also working hard towards ending this practice?
I will probably take the last example of Nancy Tomei, who was at the UN, actually, during the UN General Assembly Ministerial Week. And Nancy is living in the Pokot area of Kenya, in the mountain, which is a very remote area. And she is a girl, actually, who stands 7 years ago against the practice of FGM. Nancy was 13 years old, and she stands against the practice because she wanted to continue to go to school. And in her community, going through the practice means that she will stop going to school and she will get married immediately. So then the FGM is linked there to child marriage. So Nancy, by standing and convincing her parents, didn't stop there. So she went beyond that and she was able to advocate to other girls in her school and be a role model, and then push the other girls also to say no to FGM because we want to continue the school and we do not want to continue to perpetuate the cycle of poverty. And so by doing that, she was able to engage a lot of other girls and the communities themselves, you know, the parents and the larger community of the Pokot of those area, you know, stand all behind the girls. And what for us was important is to show that, and for the media to give the space to that community-led process and decision and have it known on other part of Kenya, within the Maasai community, within the Meru community, other community that could be very far away from the Maasai.
You've also highlighted that a resolution was passed by the UN General Assembly intensifying the global commitment to end FGM. Do you feel that there have been advances in ending this practice of FGM?
Within the joint program, we have been able to support and to reach 12,000 communities at the end of 2013. And those 12,000 communities can be a geographical unit or an ethnic ethnicity unit. And they are representing today approximately 10 million people who already stand to say no to this practice. So we do expect to be able to accelerate the abandonment of FGM and reach our goal of elimination of the practice in one generation, which is 25 years.